Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... market, but I know what it is, and tradition shall prevail. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is an evil fucking day anymore, man. This goddamn country is in the pits of hell. We don't got to worry about going to hell. We live there. At any rate, it's also the, let's see what we got going here. Wednesday, it's the 6th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 42 and partially sunny and not partially cloudy. I mean, you could go either way with that, I suppose. Anyway, we'll be right back and we'll go into the outrage. Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. One over there. You may hear the phone ringing. I'm going to be hanging it up. I've had 25 fucking calls since what? Since 7:48 this morning. I'm logging it all. I can't do it while I'm on the air, but I can. It's held in my memory, so. We're going to do something about these people. God, if I could just find out one of them, just give me one of them, and I'll take that motherfucker down, and I'll cut his fucking heart out with my fucking Bowie knife and eat it in front of his fucking dying eyes. Think I won't do it? You fucking punk motherfuckers. It's either fucking queers, it's either the LGBT fucking queers, or it's the fucking Bidens, or it's the fucking Jews. I mean, the people of this country who speak the fucking truth, we got a lot of goddamn enemies to sort through, but we're going to figure out who this fucking is. And they are going to answer up for what they fucking done. Anyway, it could be just having Joe Biden's fucking degenerate fucking goddamn pedophilia with six-year-olds and crack cocaine on the front fucking page that we won't remove. Could be. Okay. Oh, yeah. This now World Health Organization Tedros says the increase in hospitalizations and deaths shows that COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed, so it can't do any goddamn thing. You lying son of a bitch is here to stay. It could be the pharmaceutical industry. Stay, and that we will continue to need tools to fight it. Fuck you. Yeah, you want more fucking money, you thieving cocksuckers. You want more fucking trying to make put more control over it. We the people. We're about ready to bust fucking loose, punk bitch. Bombshell report. Child sex trafficked victim Allie Carter accuses Barack Obama and Joe Biden of raping her as a child. And this is on a video. Need to go over and look at it because she tells the story. You betcha, exclusive Laura Loomer investigation, and this is another one. I have conducted an investigation. I believe that for the sake of a national security public interest and now my own personal safety, I need to immediately release and publish what I have uncovered about the United States. And I'm not going to do that because it's a little tiny fucking reading. Did Biden just walk out of the middle of a ceremony in another video? But worth watching. I mean, this guy's in the middle of a goddamn ceremony. He's a fucking mummy. This is who's fucking supposedly driving the fucking bus, as they like to say so often. Bioethics, S. Matthew Lyell, in order to tackle climate change, humans should be genetically modified to be tolerant. I mean, he's, tell you what, you fucking little gook. This is another fucking video. You come and fucking try to fucking make me. You try it. I'll eat your motherfucking meat ass, you son of a bitch. That's what the good Lord made fucking sweet baby rays for, you prick. You fucking come and try to tell me to do anything. You're dead. FBI refuses to release body cam footage from a Utah raid that left an elderly Trump supporter dead. Now, I'd read this, but he's a Trump supporter. He's an ignorant son of a bitch. He didn't deserve what he got, but hey, you know, fucking, if you can't go to the fucking Bill of Rights and see that Trump is the biggest fucking scumbag and fucking the king of the Jews, and you must back that shit, and I really don't give a damn. Elementary school in Silver Springs, Maryland brings back mandatory masking. An elementary school in Maryland, this is by Libby Emmons, the post-millennial, excuse me. An elementary school in Maryland has reinstated mask requirements for students. Clay Travis broke the news with a post showing the letter from the Rosemary Hills Elementary School in Silver Springs, a wealthy D.C. suburb. Oh, D.C., I wouldn't have expected it there. Here we go. Another one. I'll log you. Okay. A D.C. area elementary school, Montgomery County, Maryland, is reinstating a mask mandate, N95s, which has been proven is all fucking bullshit. Either come playing it back into it. They're getting ready to try this a fucking again. This time it needs to be crammed right down their fucking throat and out their fucking ass. We let them fucking push us again. We're fucking punks. For third graders, over a few kids testing positive for COVID, Travis said, here's the letter. They're coming with masks for your kids again. Get ready. Ready is insane. Read this insanity. Remember yesterday it was Fossey saying, we can't mandate nothing. We can't mandate. We can threaten your fucking ass. We can use coercion. We can fucking do, your free choice. You see, it's your free choice to take a bullet in the head or sign that fucking piece of paper, you see. That's a free choice. The letter addresses parents of students in one specific classroom and tell parents that it is to inform you that three or more individuals have tested positive for COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't fucking exist. Nothing connected to it. No fucking variant. Nothing can exist because it never fucking existed. In class in the past 10 days, we are taking the following steps to keep our school environment as safe as possible for in-person teaching and learning. Could be the pharmaceutical industry. The school told the post-millennial that they send test kits to classrooms, teachers, and then teachers send it out to all students. There is no fucking test. We know the test is bullshit. The guy who got the Nobel Prize for putting that test together said it could not fucking isolate a fucking virus. So it's all a hoax. It's all a fucking lie. They're going to tell the same lie over again and think they're going to fucking get over with it on somebody. Only the stupid that have already fucking killed themselves will fucking go for this and take another fucking shot. The tests, a representative said, get sent home regardless, or if they have been asked for by parents. However, testing is not mandatory, nor is reporting, the representative said. Not this week, not today, or not this hour. Next hour it will be. Yeah, we're mandatory. With what, you bitch? How are you going to mandatory me to do anything, you cocksucker? We have lots of students who get sick, and if parents want to know if their kids get sick from flu or COVID, COVID doesn't exist. They couldn't get sick from fucking COVID. It would have to be flu because COVID doesn't fucking exist. It doesn't fucking exist, Goebbels. They have the test. The representative said Rosemary's Hills school emphasized that testing is not mandatory, but all parents should report it. Fuck you. The letter that was sent home to parents by Principal Rebecca Irwin Kennedy continued to prevent further transmission in the classroom. Additional KN95 masks. The KN95. Fuck you, mask. It's been proven. I mean, they had the whole the scientists came out and proved that these fucking masks are nothing more than fucking a way to fucking make yourself sick. KN95, guys. $30 a piece, probably. And we'll buy them for you because they're free, because nobody has to pay for them. Well, the taxpayers have to pay for them. Have been distributed, and students and staff in identified classes or activities will be required to mask while in school for the next 10 days, except while eating or drinking. Masks will become option again following the 10-day period. You believe that? It's only going to be for 3 weeks, and so we can go around the curve. Remember that? Remember those old days, the old lies? At home, rapid test kits will be sent home and made available for students, Kennedy said, giving the guidance from the CDC that testing should be done 5 days after an exposure, starting day six, or at such time as symptoms occur. We will continue to enforce good hand washing and following cleaning and disinfection procedures. It is not clear if the students who tested positive also had symptoms or were sick. Thank you for supporting us in taking these steps to ensure staff and students remain healthy for in-person learning. The letter said, as Kennedy encouraged families with sick children to keep them home from school, mandatory masking, which many educators and parents said resulted in substantial learning loss, was prevalent during the pandemic. There's never been a fucking pandemic. Scam-demic. During the fucking fraud, during this fucking goddamn con operation, schools implemented a hodgepodge of COVID-inspired. So you keep the COVID. Everybody knows this bullshit, but keep saying it. COVID-19 don't exist. It never did exist. It could not be isolated because it's impossible. You're a lying motherfucker, Goebbels. Restrictions, many of which appeared nonsensical in New York, students who were exposed to COVID. See, COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't fucking exist. No variant can exist. Nothing can exist. No virus can be isolated. It's a goddamn scientific fact, and you fucking know it. You propagandist piece of shit. Restrictions, many of which appeared nonsensical, and New York students were exposed to COVID, were not permitted back at school for weeks, while in other parts of the country, the pandemic was essentially ignored. It's getting old. The Atlantic, among many other publications, issued calls to stop the madness and let children learn without having their faces covered. Districts should rethink imposing on millions of children an intervention that provides little discernible benefit, they wrote. As the school year gets underway, along with the election season, we had to start throwing it in there. See him easing it? See how propaganda works? Easing it in there. Here's another issue for the election season. Go out and vote. I'm vote. I'm right. I'm vote. I'm vote for Trump. I'm vote for Biden. For somebody. I'm vote. I'm right. Change. Yeah, we're out doing. We'll change. Fucking retards. With the election season, caused the Biden administration to engage in testing, masking, and a whole new round of vaccinations has begun again. Reports of people testing positive for COVID-19 doesn't exist. You can't test positive for something that is non-existent. This is a fucking lie. It's fucking propaganda. They're throwing all the fucking buzzwords and the slogans in there because it's getting close to election time. And it's getting close to fucking the pharmaceutical industry making billions and billions of more dollars while our people live under fucking underpasses and they send billions and billions to fucking Ukraine. That's what's going on here. are taking up space on news outlets, and many parents are concerned that the same policies that destroyed 2 years of their children's education will implement them again. I don't know what the hell you could destroy. I've seen what the definition of education in this country is. What it might keep them from being turned out to be a fucking pervert. Who knows? What else we got? Another black, dead black guy, like it matters what color you are, found this time at Pedo Joe's house. A naked dead body was found at former President Obama's house, and there, no news coverage on this at all. Dead body found hundreds of yards from Biden's Rio Booth Beach house. Wonder why. The strange discovery is potentially connected to what happened with the Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii fires kept coming. University of Hawaii catches green laser beam for over 10 minutes. It's right here in the data. What was going on? And it's a video and it's worth watching because it does show it. It shows them shining the fucking beam. You know, those brilliant Chinese were given the technology from our fucking developed from our institutions and from our fucking labs, handed over to the motherfucker so that they could burn our fucking country down because they think that we're going to kowtow to a motherfucking chink. Come on over here, you motherfucker, and see if we kowtow or if we blow your fucking head off. Blast your ass out of this fucking country. Give it a fucking go. Quit talking and get going. Breaking, Tucker Carlson interviewed a man who claims he had sex with Barack Obama in 1999. This will be dropping tomorrow at 6 Eastern time, and it's another video. And the guy's a faggot, and he says that he fagged off with fucking old Barack Obama back in 1999. And he's up there saying it. I don't see nobody fucking suing him. North Carolina state halts welcome packet pushing group sex and one night stands following parental backlash. Now this we're going to read because it could be these fucking perverts, these LGBTQXYZ motherfuckers. Are you making the robocalls, you punk bitch motherfuckers? Is how you fight? You ain't nothing. You're going to get destroyed. You'll be ripped to fucking pieces with people's bare hands. We'll put gloves on. We don't want that sick shit on us, but we'll get you. North Carolina State University is walking back its decision to distribute sexually explicit material to new students after numerous parents expressed outrage over their children's receiving a paper encouraging them to track how many orgasms they experience. I mean, this is why your kid goes to school. This is why you go to school. That's what you're there to learn. Well, that's a career. You can be a prostitute. The school ceased distribution of the packets after receiving various parental complaints, including one comment on North Carolina State Facebook post. The individual wrote, no advice, a question. A friend was moving in their child this week. Why was NCSU handing out these sex kits? The comment included a picture of the materials from the welcome kit, which consisted of a package of lubricant, a box of three condoms, three condoms, wipes for imminent parts, and a skin patch that helps one bounce back after a night out. This is what your children go, that's what you go to school for? Man, things have changed tonight, haven't they? Anybody put the kids in? Too? Pardon?
Do they give them bananas too with the rubbers?
I'm sure they do. I mean, one thing and another, man. Oh, this gets queer. But I'm doing it. You know what? Fuck you, goddamn LGBT queer motherfucking faggot, transgender, sick son of a bitches. You're fucked up in the head. And there's only 0.00004% of you, and you fucking know it. That's why the propaganda blitz. That's why you fucking cannot stand for people to come up and tell the fucking truth about you. If it weren't for this goddamn fucking international corporate mafia, people would be bashing your fucking heads in with hammers just to get rid of your asses. Also pictured is the condom flyer, which warns students about STDs using a game called Smash. The game involves eliminating items from a list And the last one left in each category will help give you a glimpse into what your next sexcapade will entail. That's all. This what I mean, what is it? I mean, how many credits do you get for this? You know what I'm talking about here, people? Some of the categories shown are relationship type with options for one night stand and situation ship, as well as a number of orgasms. Oh, I mean, if you do this right, I mean, how do you get an A? I mean, how do you get a credit? And how many credits do you get for this towards your degree in what? Perversion? In partnership with CVS, NC, North Carolina State distributes these packs to each incoming student class to provide them with healthy snacks, home care products, and self-care aids as they assimilate the campus. The university said in response to the Facebook comment, university housing has been made aware of a questionable flyer from a condom manufacturer included in the packs and has stopped distributing of the packs. Our team has also alerted CVS of the issue. Campus reform has covered multiple examples of sexually explicit events and distributions on campus in recent years. In February, campus reform covered the 10th anniversary of Boston University's Condom Fairy program, which provides free condoms, both internal and external lube, dental dams, whatever the hell that is, information about sexual health and consent to students. Campus reform has contacted North Carolina State University for comment. The article will be updated accordingly. Well, there we go. They're pushing the pervert. They're going to push all this fucking sick shit. Sick as they can get it. And then two parties can go, I'll get rid of this much of the sick shit because I'm a fucking pet. They're all pedophiles. So it's not the lesser two evils anymore. It's who's your favorite pedophile? Which pedophile is going to put more money in your paycheck that's borrowed in the name of your great-great-grandchildren, you ignorant son of a bitches, that go out there and participate in this fucking fraud? When you participate in this fraud, you commit fucking treason and sedition. And it's all fucking goddamn documented. You think after this breaks loose, you're just going to be like, oh, sunshine patriots. I was along with you guys all along. Well, that ain't what your goddamn your fucking records say, because the records they're keeping, you think we're going to throw them away? We're going to look for fucking people that were cooperating with the fucking enemy during the attack on the people's unalienable fucking rights of December 15, 1791. Now, aren't we? And when we find your fucking ass, you're going to go to a fucking common law court and it's going to be prima facie, and then you're going to fucking hang. That's how it's going to work, or else you're going up against the wall and you're getting shot. Arsenal, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. So all this COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, it ain't a fucking vaccine. It's been proved to be a biological kill agent. So here we are, more fucking propaganda. And people who are doing these goddamn stories, I mean, you act like you're trying to fucking do something about this, but you're actually fucking propagandists. Because you brought out COVID-19, which we all know doesn't exist. The mRNA is not what is existent in vaccine. The vaccine is a fucking biological kill agent that attacks your fucking goddamn your genes I'm not going to get it. Been developed that can infect a host without their consent. So this is some spray shit now. And if they can spray this, it's like an aerosol thing you put in your mouth, like if you have asthma. And how hard would it be to shoot this shit out of a plane? That was the first thing I said. This guy talks about the fucking, it's a video, and this guy talks about how they're going to make it so it's not painful. That's his angle on it, his little propagandist prick. My angle is, and I see it coming out of that thing right there, and I can see it coming out of the back of a fucking aeroplane. And you don't think they do it, and you say that you don't think they do it. I say you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't know what they'll fucking do. They will put it out of the back of a fucking aeroplane. Okay. Breaking, Wisconsin school district defends offering kids guides to anal sex and sex kinks. claims the content passed the selection guidelines. Well, I'm sure it did. You got a bunch of fucking sick in the head, fucking demented, fucking immoral fucking abominations running the fucking goddamn show. I'm sure everything's going to pass there, except if it's something moral. Oh, no, you can't have that. I mean, that's just, you're homophobic, you're freakophobic, you're fucking shitophobic. That's what you are, because that's my fucking pronoun for them, shit. This is by Libs of TikTok. Thanks to an email tip from a concerned parent, we did a deep dive into books. The Kenosha Unified School District is providing their students. What we found in their libraries and heard from their leaders is truly shocking, I don't think. No, it ain't. This whole thing is to desensitize you so you're not shocked anymore by any fucking sick thing you fucking see. So after sifting through the library, we reached out to the school with our findings. This book is gay, teaches students how to have sex. Teaches students how to have gay sex and how to use a gay sex hookup app to meet with others. It also includes a guide to six kinks and fetishes, such as peeing on each other. Ready? Are you fucking ready? Are you ready? And eating poop. Jesus, God Almighty. I mean, you talk about fucking soulless animals. Be a fucking goyim. Be a soulless animal. But you ain't a fucking human being. Eating poop. That's what I said. Eating poop. It's available on ebook. Students just need to log in and check it out and digitally. God damn it. Isn't this fucking telling them? I mean, wouldn't that make you fucking kill you? Eating poop? I mean, fuck. And then it shows all these degenerated goddamn cartoon-like things, and it's got some stuff blurred out where they're showing these fucking sex toys. It's little kids. It's all right, man. Don't you worry about it. Libs of TikTok is a reader-supported publication. Yeah, well, me too. Is there a theme with these books and what this district wants to teach these children? Let's see what the district had to say after we showed them the content they were offering the children. Let's unpack this statement from Tanya Reuter, Chief Communications Officer, KUSD staff use selection and desolation guidelines to evaluate the library collection on a regular basis. That is enough to tell us that these books have been evaluated and are in the school with full knowledge and support. Gay porn passed the selection process. I'm sure the parents are thrilled. I'm sure the parents are not worth the powder it takes to blow their fucking brains out. Their kids wouldn't be there in the first place. I'm sure. She continues, at any point they can deem titles no longer meet the needs of their school community and process books accordingly. Now we have a statement that the district staff believe these books actually meet the needs of their school community because they have not been removed or processed. Apparently, the school thinks it's necessary for every community to give kids a guide to joining a gay sex hookup app. Gee, go eat some poop. This was so deeply disgusting and disturbing, we even got the chance to review the initial deep thoughts from the superintendent himself. He had forwarded our email with his response to the communications director before she responded to us, and she accidentally included his email to her email response to us. Let's see this. For your information, Jeff, for your information, will never be an excuse. For your information, will never be an excuse. He says, for your information, Jeff, comma, for your information, will never be an excuse to allow books like these in schools. You owe every student and parent an apology, Jeff. They deserve a lot more than this pitiful and irresponsible response. For your information, if you defend giving kids porn, you're a groomer and who doesn't belong near children. For your information, we'll be looking into more of this district's practices because now we know it's run by sick perverts. For your information, if you're reading this and wondering what you can do, help the mission to protect children and get porn removed. It's on there twice. Come on, guys. From school, wonder no more. Below is the relevant contact information for district administration where you can let them know your thoughts on the decision of to offer kids porn. The superintendent can be reached. And if you go to the article, you can see who these people are and see who I should have said at the beginning who they were. This is Libs of TikTok, and you can go over there, and like I said, to the site, and you, if you, I mean, this would certainly be something, unless they're incorporated, and then they're going to have a goddamn CEO that's making $450,000 a year, and you'll be throwing fucking money at fucking goddamn people who just want to make money off the fucking sickest shit in the goddamn world. That being said, I'm going to click back over here. Oh, that's a good one. We'll hit it when we get back. We're going to take our break. And we will return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hill before I sailed my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 4:41 Pacific time, and that, of course, is Hog Jaw. We come get some. How? Let's go give some. Time to go give some, people. We're standing on that huge mountain of righteous indignation. I mean, fuck, man. What's it take? Eating poop?
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm calling in exactly about that issue, eating poop. How much more absurd and crazy can it get? I would say that anyone that's done even a basic study of human anatomy knows that your elimination is a most toxic thing. It's coming through the body's system of cleaning. And to say that that can be eaten is like inviting the young people to come and eat poison, because it can be poisonous. And I think it's a kind of incrementalism, because they probably want the kids to say, well, it can't be so bad. If some people are eating it, I could at least indulge in anal sex and get used to the odor. And it's a psyop in that regard, because if there's a health professional out there that knows that feces are toxic and poisonous and they're not screaming about this, they're part of the killing machine.
If you're into Satanism, it won't hurt you.
What's that?
If you're into Satanism, it won't hurt you.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Well, you know, years ago when they arrested the Hatari militia, it's been quite a few years ago, I can't tell you exactly how many, but they were religious, but, I mean, they were some trained dudes, man. You could go on their site and watch them operate. You know, they were trained militia. And after they arrested them, the government, they took over their site. And I went to look, and as far as I seen people, I think it was a Disney thing, I seen people eat poop. That's when I turned it off. I seen rugged shit you would not believe to begin with. And when it reached a point, I seen somebody eat poop. I turned the son of a bitch off, and that's what they did to their site. I mean, and then they ended up, you know, being acquitted and everything, but they still done that to them people and to that fucking site. Sick son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Where was that Hatari operation out of? Were they
Michigan?
In the last few decades, or do you know when?
Yeah,
they
yeah. This was just. This is probably, I'd say, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. And they kept him in prison for like 2 years, and they couldn't charge him. They didn't do nothing. And so they couldn't charge him, and they finally, they were released. I don't know if they ever got all their guns back. I don't listen to Mark Kornke no more, but they were friends with Kornke. And I've listened to the guy who was the head of it, you know, and he's a, you know, pretty smart guy. And they sure as hell, they were training, and they helped on search and rescue. They were trying to be, you know, the good guys, and you ain't going to be the good guys with these son of a bitches. But they definitely did that to their site. And, I mean, it was so fucking disgusting. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, and it was intentional. And you know that the guy, you know, the same government, the same day it happened, you know, they did that to that site, right? Whatever. But it was disgusting.
I'm not sure I understand you. Are you saying they put up images on there of people
Yes.
eating poop?
They put up images of the most filthy shit you ever saw in your life. And I'm watching, you know. I turned it on because I'd heard about it. Kornke said something about it. So I go over to their site. I'd watched clips on there before of them training. And they were good training videos. And when I click on it, you start seeing the most, I mean, I don't want, queers, and beyond queers. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then, I probably didn't watch for, 4 or 5 minutes of it until they reached the eat and poop, and I just turned it off. Jesus Christ Almighty. I mean, that's what they, I mean, and they were religious, and that's why they did it to them, I think, you know. And nobody ever, you know, had to pay for it that I know of, but they sure as hell did it, and that's the first, I mean, I seen them. It was shocking. Somebody eating poop, I mean, that'd kill you, I think. It would kill you. Unless you are a demon or whatever in hell it takes to digest poop.
Imagine like 7 billion T-shirts to just say poop is poisonous.
I think it is, man. I could not believe that somebody would do that. I mean, Jiminy Cricket's nasty. You know, the smell's enough to drive you back away from it. And then I mean, not to be rugged or anything, but by God, it is. And it's disgusting. And it was beyond disgusting. But this has been quite a few years ago. And I mean, it was right there. I mean, I seen it. I have to say, it's like something burned in your mind. You know what I mean? It was sickening.
You can't unsee it.
No, I wish I could. I wish I could. If there was a pill I could take, I would take it. Anyways, oh, by the way, I got your package yesterday. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty. Staggering figures reveal 1.2 million U.S.-born workers lost their jobs last month, replaced by 668,000 foreign-born staff as Joe Biden allows migrants to flood across the border. Joe Biden can't even find his way off the goddamn stage. I mean, he is so pathetic. I mean, senile. And these old bastards that are running this thing, they're walking in. I'd like to see him and what the hell is his name from Kentucky there? Been doing that. Mitch McConnell. I'd like to see them both just walking around bumping each other on the same stage, man. They're like two mummies. Staggering. This is by Claudia Aurora, it looks like, a senior reporter for DailyMail.com. Staggering figures have revealed that over 12 million U.S.-born workers lost their jobs last month, while the foreign-born workforce increased by 700,000 as migrants continued to flood across the border under Biden administration. And Galen knows about this. She's the one that sent it in. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that between July and August, there are was a staggering decrease of 1,223 million native-born people in the workforce, which is a low not beaten since the jobs crash when COVID had never existed. When the big scam hit, when the big con hit, COVID hit in April 2020, in stark contrast, almost 668,000 jobs were secured by foreign-born workers. And they're not foreign-born workers. They're called fucking illegal aliens. They're called invaders. These are coming to recolonize your country and take every goddamn thing you own, and you ain't doing that. Stop it. Foreign-born workers, my ass. Underlying the difference in Joe Biden's pro-migration policies versus Donald Trump. See, here we go. We're playing, going to play the game. We're going to play the goddamn propaganda game because we're going to talk about, if here comes the election bullshit, Donald Trump's tough border stance. Donald Trump, instead of having them coming straight across, he was bringing them in on the trains, dumping them at the private train stations where nobody could get to. A couple of people got in there and filmed it. He was dumping them at the train stations and having probably $100,000 buses picking them up, taking them over to the processing centers, and they were going through just his fucking schedule. And don't think that son of a bitch isn't for fucking slave labor. He's a goddamn elitist. He's a goddamn international corporate fucking elitist. Man, yeah, he must. Maybe you're Donald Trump's friend. Tougher border stance. The data published on Friday shows that the numbers of U.S.-born workers in employment had previously been steadily increasing since January, when the figure set at 130 million just jumped. Man, maybe they really don't like this one. Steadily increasing since January, when the figure set at 130 million, maybe it's the fucking invasion force, the fucking, you know, you fucking foreign fucking nationals that think you're going to take our shit. You think a fucking phone call is going to fucking stop it? Think again. This jumped to 131.1 million in April before peaking in July at 132.25 million. Employment in this category was back down to 131.03 million in August. By comparison, the number of foreign-born workers has been increasing since the beginning of the year in January. Wow. Man, you fucking know. By comparison, the number of foreign workers has been increasing since the beginning of the year in January 2023, where there were 68.69 million non-natives working in the United States, rising to 29.96 million in April and 30.396 million in August. The most dramatic drop in native-born unemployment numbers was perhaps unsurprisingly between March and April of 2020 and the first month of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, see, you didn't say COVID. See, coronavirus. Coronavirus has been on the back of the old Lysol can fuck forever. That's a flu. The flu pandemic, yeah, your plandemic, your scam, your goddamn con. It ain't going to fucking work. It's already fucking failed. You can repeat it and repeat it. There's more of us to repeat. Fuck you. Employment went from 128 million to 111 million in the space of 4 weeks, equating to 17.324 million jobs being lost. July to August of 2023 has been the biggest drop since. While there can often be a lull in employment during the summer months as well as over the winter period from December to January, this year's drop is more significant than previous. And I think about that December to January. I mean, that's when a lot of people go out and get jobs. I mean, that's Christmas season, man. I mean, that used to be a fucking when you had a pickup. I mean, you had in the fall, you had the harvest and everything. But in December and January, you think they kind of rise. Go try to figure it out with logic. I dare you. A drop is more significant than the previous periods. In 2021, between July and August, there was an employment drop of 106,000 native-born people in the United States. Similarly, in the same months, in 2022, there were 324,000 less workers in jobs. Even before the pandemic and data from July and August, 2019, there were 700,000 less native-born people in the U.S. workforce. They're going to outnumber your fucking ass. You don't fucking stop them. They will fucking defeat you just by the fucking numbers. Therefore, this year's 1.223 million negative difference seems more concerning, negatively bucking the trend of previous vaccine lulls. Okay. Looking at the same summer jumps for foreign workers, the opposite trend seems to be true. Employment has been expanding rather than contracting. You think we're being replaced by these fucking mutts coming across our fucking borders as they're invading? This is recolonization. And if you're too goddamn ignorant to see it, you deserve what you fucking get, but I don't. And I do see it for what it is. Get the fuck out of my country. Nothing here belongs to you. You have no right to anything in this goddamn country. What you have the right to is a fucking bullet. You need to be shot the fuck out of this country. You came here in violation of the people's fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You were took from us without due process of the law. The fucking unlawful, fucking treasonous corporation took from us without due process of the fucking law that we are guaranteed in the highest, supreme, superior, absolutely unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And our supreme, superior jurisdictional authority over this goddamn land, over this piece of real estate called the United States of America. And you're going to fucking find it out. We're not going to fucking roll over and die. It's going to break loose and you're going to wish to fuck you and never fucking tried it. Because you're not just going to, and a lot of them think they're just going to, they've got fucking hideaways and shit. They think they're going to just escape from this fucking country. We will hunt you like the fucking Jews hunted old Nazis. You'll be 90 fucking years old in a wheelchair and we'll still bring your ass in and hang it. We're coming for you fuckers. Just like you son of a bitches have been fucking you Jew, fucking Zionist, pig shit eating, pedophilic pieces of fucking garbage have been fucking coming at us. You want a fucking fight? We got one for you. Between the summer months and the first year of the pandemic, employment of foreign-born workers boomed increasingly by 473,000. Fuck our people. Who do these son of a bitches represent? They represent an invasion force. They represent an occupation of our fucking lands under an unlawful fucking goddamn corporation that cannot exist, which is in itself a violation of the highest law of this land, which is the people's law of December 15, 1791, ratified by the elected representatives of the people. And they're operating under a fucking constitution that was never ratified by we the people, in which we never granted them any kind of authority, especially authority to take what fucking belongs to us without our due process of the fucking law. We were to come fucking first. We are the fucking supreme authority in this goddamn country. And why we are not exercising that goddamn authority is a fucking mystery to me. Between July and August 2021, the number of foreign-born workers increased by 237,000. And in 2022, although there was no increase, the dip was marginal at just 29,000. The increase in foreign-born people working in the United States this summer, 668,000, is the highest July to August jump in the last 10 years. The only July to August period that has come close was during the height of the pandemic. Here we go. I mean, it's this motherfucking, this phony lie of COVID-19 has been used to fucking turn our world upside down. So we got to take it and fucking turn it right back side up and fucking all the cocksuckers it brought in here, all these fucking invaders, we need to fucking shoot them out of here. We got the goddamn right. We're supposed to. We're negligent in our duty to our fucking people and to our goddamn law. We are negligent in not fucking taking out this fucking corporation and not taking out these motherfucking foreigners and getting them out of our country and not taking back every bit of fucking wealth they stole from us. Plandemic in 2020, 605,000. Where are we at? Okay. While there can often be a lull in employment during the summer months as well as over the winter. I mean, there's a lull all year long this year. A goddamn foreigner, huh? Then there's no lull. So your lull is they're taking your fucking... You're not supposed to... I mean, you're not supposed to be slaving away for these sons of a bitches. You're supposed to be operating under free enterprise system with a goddamn currency that is fucking without debt, made of silver and gold. Every American national would be fucking, we'd be rich as Saudi princes. This is how much they're fucking, people just, if they could just realize how much is being stolen from them personally as American nationals, because we are all individuals. There's no two of us alike, and each individual one of us has our rights under that goddamn law. And our rights are being violated, and our fucking fortunes, and I mean fortunes, that come from our fucking ancestors, that it would pass down from generations. You know, think about it. Did your parents work? Did they pay taxes? I mean, they were paying for shit that they didn't even fucking use, and paying for wars and all that shit. Every generation, most of our people fucking worked. So how could we end up owing them any fucking thing? We don't. They owe us about fucking $28 trillion fucking dollars, going on $30 trillion fucking dollars. When they borrowed this fucking money to give to the goddamn Wall Street, to the goddamn international corporate mafia, did you sign any papers, people? Because I sure as fuck did not. And don't I have to sign something before I can be responsible for it under the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791? You goddamn right I do. You can't just go borrow money in my fucking name. That's fucking fraud. Your ass goes to fucking, I get everything back, and you take it far enough and you go up on a goddamn roper and against the wall. So just think about it, people. You never signed anything for any shit. And the original lie of the Constitution, because I hate to even bring that fucking word up because it's a fucking fraud, but said there would be no corruption of blood. If this isn't corruption of fucking blood, I don't know what the fuck is. Fucking debt made by your grandfathers, your great-grandfathers, is being heaped upon you. You're born $140,000 in debt right now. Every kid born is born $140,000 in debt. What's it take, people? What do you want? I mean, what are you going to settle for? Will you go as far as eating poop? I guess is really what it comes down to. Will you eat poop? I talked about this before. My dad saying that if they took a pile of shit and put it on a paper plate down at the intersection and put up a little sign saying the government commands you to take a bite of the shit before you pass, he said fucking 8 out of 10 people would stop and take their bite of fucking shit. That's how stupid and weak people have become. But not all of us. There's plenty of us to wipe these fuckers out. And once people see that there are people standing up and people that won't say what's on their fucking mind right now, because they're scared, because they fucking, this whole thing is so fucking bizarre. It would scare a fucking person who hadn't fucking watched it happen all along the fucking way and know how weak these motherfuckers really are. And the fact that their faggot shit is only like 1.44004 fucking percent of the population. They are a tiny fucking bunch of little pricks that are causing all this fucking problem we could destroy in a fucking day if we're of a single mind and just fucking did it. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And we'll get back to the fucking phone calls. Wonder which element it is. The fags, the Jews, the fucking, the pharmaceutical industry. Who else did we hit? The slavers, the bringing in the fucking slave labor, trying to steal your fucking country. Which prick do you think it is? Anyway, that's the question here, and that's the word from the trenches.